Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
All of you, put your hand on your heart and say, because of my Jesus, I'm a world changer. I am a soul winner. I am focused. I am healthy. I am godly. I'm submissive to God's word. I'm a living sanctuary for God Almighty. I'm a born again child of God. I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I'm loving, gentle, and kind to everyone. Amen. 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 Now, you said a mouthful right there, right? And so it's good to have affirmations and to speak affirmations over our lives. And we're going to continue with where we started last week. And this is vital. And from this teaching, I'm going to go into another teaching on the law of attraction. There is a law of attraction. And I've got scripture for that. And one of them is, you all know the scripture, Job 3:25 is one of them. There's more of them. But Job 3:25 said, the thing that I fear the most comes upon me. So you attract to you. It's like a shark in water. If you're in the water and you've got a cut, that shark will pick up that thing from miles away and it'll hone in on you. I believe there's a smell in the spiritual realm for fear. I really believe that. There's a smell. How many of you know that God says, we pray to God, and He says, it comes up to my nostrils as a sweet-smelling aroma, our praises. There are differences in the kingdom of God as there are in the world. There is a smell attached to certain things. And I believe fear carries a smell that attracts the devil. And when you're in fear, he knows where to go. Listen to what I'm saying. And he tries to get you to get strong in fear, because when you're in strong fear, you're not in strong faith. Amen. It renders your faith helpless. We saw that. We use it so many times with Peter walking on the water in faith. But then fear came to him when he looked at the things around him. And that's what the devil does. He's very, very clever. He gets you to focus on the things that you don't want to focus on. And he puts you into a place of fear, and he gets you out of faith. And you know, the Bible says the just, that's us, born again, the just shall live by faith. He's trying to get you out of faith so you don't live in faith. Without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible. It means it's not possible. It's impossible to please God. And I want to be pleasing to God, so I want to walk in faith. Amen. And the devil tries to get your focus in areas other than the word, the truth, and Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we continue with this, and then we're going to go into, after this, we're going to go into a series on the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the law of sound. Because we know that the worlds are being held in place and held up by the word of God. And so we're going to do a little study on this, and it's going to be really powerful, and it's going to help us to change so much in our lives. You know, when you think about the great apostle Paul saying, the things that I wish to do, that I don't do, and the things I don't wish to do, that I do. There's something going on here when a man that great says, man, I'm being led a different way. And we're going to find out why and how we can stop being led where we don't want to be. We can stop doing what we don't want to do. It's going to take some effort on our part, but it can be done. And if you're serious about it, you will make changes in your own life. If you've been sick year in and year out, always getting sickness, that can stop. I've proven it in my life. It can stop completely. And it's up to me. Yes. And it's up to you. Amen. And so this is part two of fear attracts attack. Fear in you will attract an attack on your life, on your well-being. And last week we started looking about how we should get rid of fear, as it attracts unto itself. You know, and what we don't understand is there are different frequencies. There are frequencies in this room right now that if we could tune in, if we had a receiver or a tuner, we could tune into Russian or South African language or Spanish. There are ways you can get into things that you can't see with your natural eye. And just because you can't see it with your natural eye doesn't mean it's not there. This is going to be part of the teaching that I'm going to get into. And scientists have, it's amazing what they've discovered in the brain because of technology today and the fact that God's given them wisdom. It's absolutely amazing. They can tell, I'll save it because it's so much to get into. It's just going to be a deep teaching, and it all, I can show you everything with the Word of God. Amen. I mean, who created the brain? Mankind? No. God. Amen. And so we're going to look at things, how it works and operates, that scientists are only now, and neurosurgeons are only now getting information and revelation as to certain things, how it works. It's so wonderful to watch. And God knew all about this always, right? He created it. And we looked at Job 3:25. And we saw that, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. You see, there's that part that the thing that you're focusing on is where your energy will go. You should write that down if you haven't already. Where my focus is where my energy is. What I'm focusing on is where my energy is going to be. And we're going to learn about what that does for our life when we start looking into the brain and the heart. Amen? Not the pump, not the spirit man, the actual heart. What is heart? We've taught that. And we're going to show you how we can change that. That's the subconscious. And I've got scripture and I've got proof. And I'm going to show you all of this. And we can change our lives. That's why it says, as the man thinks in his, not in his spirit, not in his head, in his heart, not the pump, because that doesn't think. As a man thinks in his heart, that's what he's going to live. That's why God said, guard your heart in Proverbs 4. Guard your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of it, out of what? Your heart flows the springs of your life. Your life, what you're living, is what's in your heart, what's been programmed. And so we're going to start looking into that. And he says, the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. There's no doubt about it. Fear is a real force. Now, I've been in fear before. It's not a nice feeling. How many of you have been in fear? I mean, a loved one starts getting sick or something happens, or that fear that wells up, it's overwhelming. It can be overwhelming. There are people today in the world, just with the elections alone, are getting into all kinds of fear. They are terrified. Who wins? Who does? Fear is rampant. Then they're fearing for corona. I mean, really, it's out there. Fear, fear, fear. Fear of hurricanes. Fear of losing your job. Fear of not having money to stay in your house. Fear that the addictions won't go. I mean, there's so much fear. And the devil is bombarding the world with all of this stuff. I mean, if you watch the news or read the news or listen to the news to any degree, I mean, it's a fear tactic upon another and another, and it's one upon another. It just comes, boom, boom, boom. You see, because the devil, he understands, don't let it rain, let it pour. Hit them with all you got. And that's what he's doing in these end times, because we're pretty close to the groom coming back for the bride. Pretty close. The signs are all around us. And now they're signing peace treaties in Israel. I mean, these are signs God spoke about in his word. This is really happening. It's real. It is real. And so fear is a real force. And fear can make you absolutely lose faith. You will not be in faith to believe for healing when fear is there. And so the devil comes with these tactics, and he's like that bullfighter we've spoken about. He's got a red cape, and you're focusing on the red cape, and all the energy of the bull is going to the red cape. But He starts, if they moved an inch or two to the right or his left, just a half a foot, the problem would be gone. And the enemy is getting us to focus on corona, to focus on elections, to focus on what he said, what she did, on riots, on no money. He's just getting our focus all over the show, and he's like that red, he's a matador with this little red cloth. And we're focusing there, our attention's there. And the Bible says, look not at the things that are seen, 2 Corinthians 4:18. But look at the things that are unseen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And he's getting us to focus in the wrong areas. And when you do that, he can take you in a place of fear. And when you're in fear, you cannot be in faith. If you're fearing for finances, if you're fearing for your health, if you're fearing for your children, whatever you're fearing for, he wants to get you in fear. So you've got to understand that you want to eradicate fear out of your life. But someone said, but it's good to have fear. No, it's not. Show me a scripture. It's good to have wisdom and good sense so I don't stand on the edge of a cliff, because I may fall. Wisdom says don't go too close. Come on. I don't want to fear that. I want to have wisdom not to do that. God, show me that. So a little fear is not good. Yeah, but you should what? Tell me what we should fear. Yeah. No. God said, I've not given you a spirit of fear. And so we've got to get rid of it, because fear is a perversion of faith. It's a perversion of faith. It works the same way faith works. You're believing for something. And faith, you're believing for something. But the difference is, in faith, you're believing for something that's been accomplished at the finished work of the cross. Your healing is finished. Your prosperity is finished, your peace, your joy, it's finished at the cross 2,000 years ago. So I've got something to attach my faith to. But when the devil comes with fear, it's a lie, and he's bringing you thoughts that hasn't happened. It has not happened yet. You haven't got corona. You haven't been bankrupt. You haven't lost your job. But he's making you fear for something that hasn't happened. Faith is making you believe for something that has happened. It's easier to be in faith than to be in fear. And we've said, if you've been in fear, you can be in faith. And if you've been in big fear, you can be in big faith. I mean, but you've got to eradicate fear. Amen? And to fear is actually to have faith in negative circumstances. You got faith in the negative. You got faith in the corona. You got faith in the economy crashing. You got more faith in that than faith in God's word. And so we've got to get to a place in our lives where we say, no, I will not allow fear to come. Fear is a spirit.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracle signs and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located